Jeffrey, I think I'm the only one that's, based on, you know, when they went off after 8 years, I think everybody else.
Stayed away.
Stayed away.
You're a martyr, Dale.
I wouldn't go that far.
Dale, pardon?
Call to order.
Which one?
Not at all, so we'll do the roll call, Jeffrey Stewart.
I am present.
Adriana Castro.
Present.
Craig Barfield.
Present.
Haley Prince.
Present.
Amelia Latham.
Present.
Alexis Ryland. Jim Sayers. Mary Mead.
Present.
Dale Calvert.
Present.
Jimmy Warmer, I am here, and Barry Kibble.
Present.
Right. And four.
Audience? There's none. Approval of the minutes. Everybody have a chance to read them?
Yep. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. I will second them. Barry, tell us about yourself.
I have a PhD degree in city and regional planning in UC Berkeley, and I taught city planning and urban studies classes at several universities, first half of my career. And then I kind of switched to evaluating the success of social programs, community initiatives, and I led evaluation studies probably about 24 cities around the United States. I moved here with my wife 30 years ago from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It took us about 3 years to switch from being Tar Heel to being Wildcat fans.
Great. Any questions for Barry?
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Dale?
Me, Craig.
Great.
No worries. Craig Barkdahl, general manager of the Tucson Convention Center. I just recently took over there about 4 months ago. My parent company, Legends Global, is the contracted management company on behalf of the city. I've been with Legends Global for about 5 years now, previously overseeing Mayo Civic Center in Rochester, Minnesota, and then before that, Albuquerque and the six assets on behalf of the city there. Prior to the Convention Center Live Entertainment World, I was in the hotels world for about 12 years with Peninsula Hotels, running a golf resort in Carmel, California. And had a very exciting career of Monterey Car Week sponsorship sales and negotiations, and I used to get to do all the global debuts of the top luxury automotive brands. Started in sales and marketing, somehow made my way over to operations and logistics, and the rest is history. I have an MBA from Chapman University in Southern California, but am a lumberjack for my undergrad up in NAU, so I have a dual degree from there. But excited to be in Tucson. Haven't lived in Tucson before, but Arizona's home, so excited to come back home. My family's up in Phoenix and Payson area, so yeah.
Thanks. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Mary.
Any questions for
Mary?
Hi everyone, I'm Mary Mead. I'm the Vice President of Sales for Visit Tucson, so we bring the meetings, sports events, tour operators to Tucson, and also film now. So we're always excited to have groups come and use our convention center. And I've been with Visit Tucson 19 years. Prior to that, I was with Starwood Hotels for 18 years, so I don't like a lot of change. same husband for 32 years. Started off in Seattle at the Seattle Sheraton and then transferred down to Tucson, fell in love with it, and never left.
That's
me in a nutshell.
Well,
thank you.
Chairperson's report. my term is up in January. So as people are thinking about needing a new clerk, you're also going to need a new chair in a few months, so give it some thought. Other than that, I have nothing. All right, so election of clerk. Anybody? By all means,
can someone please volunteer? This has been on the agenda since I started in October. If you don't volunteer today, you guys can just think about it. We need someone, please. I promise you I'm not that difficult to work with. Jose and Erica vouch for that. Isn't that right, guys?
And I have filled in, and it's...
Yes. Thank you so much. She's been incredible.
It's not a huge time requirement.
She gives me her notes and all the meeting minutes. So if you guys can please consider it by our next meeting, that would be great. I believe our next meeting is online. Is that correct, Erica?
Yes.
The next 2 weeks will be online, so we won't be back in person, I believe, until October. I just want to just take the floor and say, please, please, please consider it. And I will send out an email and beg the people who are not here to please consider it as well. And also consider being a chairperson, since Jeffrey would be leaving in January. That gave us about six months to fill his position. And I'm hoping that we'd be able to fill it pretty fast. That way we don't have to have this continue on the agenda like we have the clerk. So I'll be sending out an email to everyone.
I brought it up.
Is there a spec sheet of what that would entail on the duties for those roles?
It's somewhat through the boards and commission. I can get you what they have, and probably just the experience of people. I believe, have you been clerk before, Jeff?
I was clerk
for 6 years. Yeah,
I was clerk for 6 years until you got here.
Oh no, I take that every day.
and then because we didn't have a chair.
So Jess would probably be your best person to talk to about that. The clerk.
I can absolutely talk to you about that.
That's all I have. Sorry, sir.
It's all right. So, subcommittees, did anybody meet? It's like, no, we're just rocking along. Yep. Brandon, you're up.
All right. I got a first up. Administrator report, modernization of Garage Samir. Just for you guys to know, I'd like to give a little background to the new members, Craig and Barry. We just increased rates in the city. For sure you guys heard about it. It's the first time we increased rates in about 10 years, 11 years, I believe, 2015. Prior to that, it was 10 years as well. So it looked like some increased rates every decade. Rates went from 2015 from 50 cent at the meter to $1. As recent as July 1st, 2026, $1.50 at the meter. Garages went from $1 to $1.25. So parking passes also went up, residential commuters, residential, everything went up across the board. Just a little background, Parks Tucson has been operating in the red now since, I believe, the pandemic. For the pandemic, 2019-18 is what I'm told. It's the last time we had a balanced budget. Pretty much we were not charging enough to support our operation. For you to know that we are a self-sufficient funding department, unlike all the other city of Tucson divisions, for you to know people's salaries are paid through taxpayers' money and things like that. Parks Tucson, my entire staff, including myself, all our salaries are paid through the revenue. We are also expected through maintenance and repairs and upgrades. That's all through the revenue that we collect. When we do not have money to get things done, that's when we have to borrow from the general fund. Just to give you a little background, that money needs to be paid back. They expect it to be paid back, and I believe it's even at a percentage rate. So just for you to know, so since we've been operating in the red, typically pretty much every year we go to the city manager's office and say, hey, our budget is X amount of dollars short, and because of that, we need X amount of dollars in order to get at least in the black, but the remaining balance that we still owe then goes over to the next year. So if we are $100,000 in the red on July 1, that $100,000 automatically roll in to the following year, which we then start at the deficit, if that makes sense. I'm giving you guys all this background just to kind of catch you up to speed. We can talk. If you have any questions, you can always email me, because I know I'm going pretty fast. So in this process, we have been tasked by the city manager's office, mayor and council, that our parking structure is just, to be honest with you, is about a decade behind, from our parking meters to garages, equipment, things like that. So what we need to do is we need to do some upgrades. So that's first thing that we're talking about, the modernization of garages and meters. I have been tasked with working with our various vendors. Vendors is IPS, and our garages is through a vendor called S&D. And pretty much what we're doing is we're getting quotes on how we can get our garages and meters up to date. Our meters are so old, so they can only collect so much money. What would an upgrade would look like, we're open to it. We're going to have some discussions at this table as well. I mean, at this commission, we want to take all the feedback. Originally, I was supposed to get back to them by November, December. That has now been pushed to September. So I have to produce some form of estimate on how we're going to modernize update our parking structure, garages, and meters. So we're open to all ideas. We have various things we can do. We can go to just complete app and pay. We can go to just parking stations at the end of the corner. We have different ideas. Our goal was more or less to think about what we're going to stay with the meters, just because we have the infrastructure for it, and just upgrade them where it gives people options to pay with credit card, pay with change, also pay with app, one of those type of things. So I'm getting close on that. At the same time, we have a garage system that every week, Jose, poor Jose, he's coming here saying something's broken in the garage. Our garages need updates. So just for you guys to know, I don't know if you guys heard, it's been all over the place. Our garage, what we realize, cannot give change. So we increase garages to $1.25 and don't have the equipment to accept quarters and change. So if you put in $2 in the garage, because it's $1.25 now, you should be getting 75 cents back. Not here. You put $2 in, keep your $2.
It sounds like a win.
Yeah. It's bad. So just for you guys, the idea that, you know, we didn't look at the equipment when we decided to make this big move, right? So what we've been doing still technically is charging people the dollar, unless they are paying with a credit card. Is that correct, Jose? A credit card or debit card. But if you're doing cash, there's no way that we can give you back change. So we need to get this problem fixed sooner than later. So I'm putting together a budget pretty much on how to upgrade garage equipment, how to get better meters. And another thing that's important that you guys should know is we have 1,809 meters in the city of Tucson. Last time we checked, 544 of them were unoperable. That means one third of the budget we can be collecting money, we're not collecting money. So people are parking there all day, pretty much, and we're not collecting anything. So we need to get this problem fixed sooner than later. So that's where the modernization of garages and meters are coming from.
Is there a conversation or infrastructure to go cashless and go away from?
That can be an idea. But I can tell you with the city of Tucson, we try and stay away from that.
Okay.
Just because, and that's on the table. If you believe, you want to make the argument to the commission that that is the best way to move forward, then we'll definitely hear it out and present it. Our thing is, we have older residents here that do not know how to use pay by app and things like that. So we want to make sure that whatever infrastructure that we implement, that we're taking all the citizens into consideration, because we want everyone to feel like they're welcome in downtown Tucson. And it's going to be a portion. And they are probably 25% of our people who come downtown, whether it's for dinner, a movie, a show, and we want to make sure that they can pay as well.
Sure.
Yeah, but that was one of the things that we thought about. Any other questions?
So last month, you said you were going to have a proposal. So yeah, still working on that.
I'm working on those numbers. That's what I mentioned about the vendors. So vendors are giving me different proposals, what our options are, things like that. I'm going to put it together. I'll present it to the commission, probably at the next meeting, and say this is potentially what we're going to send to the city manager's office. What are your thoughts? But this is the time right now. If you want me to look into something and ask a vendor anything specifically about meters, garages, we can have that conversation now as well. But yes, I have been communicating with all the two vendors saying, hey, we need an update.
Do you have a preference?
I think the meters will be best. So my preference would be, let's stick with the meters, let's just get bigger meters. And at the same time, they can collect more change, also make them available where you can pay with credit card, if you want to pay with credit card, and then put the app on the side if you want to pay with the app. That fixes everything. So that takes, so that gives you more money to collect, so we don't have to go out there and do so many collections. For our younger people who want to just scan the code and pay, so if you want to download the app, that will be the easiest fix for the meters. For garages, I'm going to be honest with you, I would love for the garages to go no cash. I would love for everyone to just be able to pull in, tap, and get a ticket and go in. That will save, I'm not going to lie, time with the flow of traffic in and out. That will save maintenance with Jose and his team and just dealing with the vendors. That will also help the front office with when we don't have to disperse change. If you don't change your call, they're going to run into the office. It's going to hold up things. I would love to go digital with the garages, and I think keep the meters at an option for change, credit card, or app.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I do have a question on the inoperable meters. Yeah. Is there like a maintenance person that secures those?
Yeah, we have a maintenance person, but I will tell you, and I'll get into the staffing. Right now, we're up to 7 people. Typically, we have about 1 person doing maintenance because our parking agents are also our maintenance people.
Okay.
And then some of the meters, we have to rely on the vendor to come out and get those fixed and things like that.
Okay.
And a lot of times, Mary, for you to know, we don't know the meter's not working until someone goes over there, you're looking for something, you need some data from it, and you're like, why this meter's not responding? You know what I mean? There is our technology so far behind. When a meter's not working, it doesn't alert us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we have no idea how long that meter's been down until we need to run a report.
Do they all have like a code, like each one have an individual?
They have a meter number.
Okay.
Yes. So for example, we run meter numbers all the time. So for example, if a company want to extend their balcony for, like if they have a bar grill, and they want to remove the meters, we can run those meters to see how much they collect and take that into consideration and give that over to real estate and city's manager's office. When you run those numbers and there's no data there, it tells you some meter's not working, we have no idea because no one's gonna call and say your meter's not working
right.
Because they're parking for free, you know what I mean? So because of that, we sometimes don't have no idea until, you know what I mean, we're fully staffed and can do more maintenance.
A couple of my cohorts were telling me about the meters around our office that are not working. And so I just wondered if we write those meter numbers down and just give them to you.
Yep, you can send an email to Parks Tucson and we'll definitely take them.
Okay.
Yep.
And just as a comment, just so everybody understands, the meters are, I don't remember the exact date, but I would guess they are over 20 years old. They've been there for a long time. When they were initially bought, the city financed it, and then the Park Tucson paid off the city to buy those meters. But I can't remember the exact dates, but I would assume it was somewhere like 2005 or so. And so you get an idea. Just if you think about your handheld devices, where they were in 2000 to 2005, and where those meters are electronically, etc. They're, you know, they do some of those functions, but very in a out of date way. So.
Do you have any of the new ones in the service here? The ones you were recommending that are larger? Are there any in Tucson now?
No. If I can get one, I will. It's just going to be a larger meter head kind of deal, more modern, more digital. I'll see if I can get some pictures when I get the presentation from IPS. But yet, no, we don't have any.
Do you think there's some studies that they work better?
I can tell you, everybody has better meters than what we have, and a lot of municipal government, who I'm dealing with IPS, I think they gave me about 10 different cities. I believe he said San Diego he worked with. Phoenix have these specific meters. Phoenix, Tempe, San Diego. He has also Dallas, Texas. So he gave me a list of cities, because that's going to be part of my report, saying, hey, this is the infrastructure that these cities are using. These are the functions they're using with these meters and things like that. I just don't have it all, because we've been going back and forth trying to make sure we put together something
Yeah, so did we finish all of that? And then I'm guessing that they're still just kind of obsolete.
And I'm imagining what you guys upgraded was more or less maybe something more the hardware inside, not the actual meter.
Yeah, it was not the actual meters. Yeah. It was something the
I think they went from 4G to 5G or something.
Yeah, so like a technology.
Or like 2G.
Mm-hmm. And so, so we're so far behind because at the end of the day, the meters are still so small. We're doing collections every day, 2-3 times a day because we just can't hold the coins.
It was the 4G, et cetera. We didn't even know for a while that they weren't some of them.
Communicating
mm-hmm. because of that, and just something, my family used to own a water heater, and we would go through the same thing, but the meters, differently, but we would take those meters, and what had happened with meters here and with the water utility is we send them back to the manufacturer, and they fix them. And you get them back, and then you got to go back out and reinstall them. And that had been done on a couple, 3 generations previously. It was constantly, you had a meter quit, after 4 or 5 years, you'd take it and you'd package up a bunch of them and send them back, and they would fix them and send them back to us, and then we'd go out and reinstall them. And that's the cycle that we've been going through for like 20 years.
I remember we were waiting for, we were having to come up with a pallet before we could.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
I do have another question. With the new meters, the ones that you're looking at that are in Phoenix, Tempe, Dallas, would those meters be smart enough to notify you when they're not working? Like, so you would have a better plan?
I don't know the whole entire technology inside out. I'm still working with NicoNet. I can tell you that I know that we can log in and the infrastructure is better, definitely. Because again, we're at least 10 years behind here.
Yeah, sounds like more than that.
Yeah.
For this part of like the information gathering, is there a plan or a thought to maybe kind of stagger it and do, we're going to do block phase block, for the person?
So it definitely have to be, because we have 1,800 meters, it would definitely have to be phased in over X amount of time. What we're going to do with this proposal is we're going to decide if we're going meter first or garage first. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things, because what our challenge is right now is that our whole entire parking infrastructure is behind.
Right.
So we are pretty much forced, and this is where I'll be bringing this to the commission, and you guys can start thinking about this. What should be our priority? Are we prioritizing garages, or are we prioritizing meters? And if so, why? Because that is what mayor and council is going to ask. That's what the city managers is going to ask, because they're not going to just shove out all this money at once. And I would imagine each one is going to be, what was the garage quote? Jose, was it $1 million?
$1.4 million.
So 1.4, we know for sure for garages. And I'm still working on the meters, and that's going to be easy, another $1 million or two. We know that the mayor and council is not going to just give us $3.5 million to say, go have a good time with it. So we're going to have to make some decisions here on the commission to why we're going, and if we go meter first, it's going to be a phase project. We probably need to do downtown first, because these are probably our meters, and probably what we'll have to do is I can probably have JR run a report and say, where's our high-volume areas? So we know our high-volume areas is going to be Congress, Broadway, Stone, in this area. Okay, so we're going to take care of these meters first and then work our way out. Any other questions? You're shaking about Jeffrey, you laugh.
He's shaking his head.
What's that?
Jose was shaking his head.
Jose wanted his garages updated. He wanted his garages updated.
Those are his babies.
Any other questions?
Just in terms of garage updates, what is the 1.3?
It's from the kiosk to the gates, going up and down, how we accept payments, things like that.
Yeah. So
right now we can't even give out change. So that tells you how old our technology is.
No fundamental design change to the structure.
No, this is all more technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is more, I guess, the proper word, the equipment.
Do we have a target date as to when we want this to go before mayor and council?
I can tell you what they told me is they wanted it by September. I don't have the exact date. I want to say it was maybe about September 20th, 28th. Originally, it was supposed to be in December. I think with the parking rates increases and with the public not happy and saying, hey, things are broke, I think they're making it more of a priority sooner than later. Now, when they're going to act, I have no idea. I can submit something to them in September. They may come back with a whole lot of questions for the commission. And then we'll have some more discussions in September, October, November, December. So I can't tell you what their time frame is. I can tell you I have to submit to the director, the deputy director, and our goal is to take this to city manager's office in September. I'm not even sure if mayor and council is doing it in September to look at it. I know the city manager's office will.
Got it. Thank you.
Which means we've only got one more meeting before you need to submit something to them.
Yes.
So we need to deal with that in the August meeting. Okay.
We definitely have to deal with it, but they just changed the date. Like I said, we had December.
Yeah.
So that's what I told all the vendors. Then I had to get back to them and say, oh, yeah, by the way, I need your report. I need to tell them.
Yeah.
They're like, right, you guys are not the municipal government. We deal with it, so let's work on it.
Yeah.
Would the vendor be able to give you like a sample meter for the newer ones and you could test drive it to see how that works?
Like you said, actually install it. Yeah, I would imagine it wouldn't, just because what the amount of infrastructure that would take, digging out the other one, put the other one in, testing it, you know what I mean? I think this is going to be more of a PowerPoint presentation. This is what these meters can do. If you want to see them, this municipal government, drive the fence, you can see how they work. Drive it to, you know what I mean? Because that's one of the things is why I'm asking what cities have them, if any have them in Arizona. Just for that very question, that if mayor and council decide, well, we want to see these meters in action, then we'll drive them to 10. City of Phoenix has some, and Tempe has some, or we can go to San Diego by the water. That's what we probably should have done. And so, yeah, so those are our closest cities. Any other questions? Okay, we kind of talked about new parking rates updates. You guys kind of know what we're collecting at right now. Too early to kind of see what we're doing. That around those numbers are still closing out. 26. We had, just for you guys to know, every department, every division in the city have until July 31st to close out all their billing for last fiscal year, because we're 27 already. And then that's when the finance division will reconcile and do what they're going to do. And we'll know our final numbers hopefully by the next meeting in August, where I can tell you if we closed in the red or in the black for 26. Financial report. Again, these numbers haven't really changed. Again, a lot of stuff is still out there pending. We're in the closing stages. Even if they're closed on our end, still submitting to the finance department where they can do their part. You look at it, we can go through some of the things. It looks like Pennington is down about 11%, but remember, she explained that last year. Apparently, before I got here, we were getting some type of money from the county. Is that, what was that money, Erica?
Yeah, so they were paying off a loan, and every other quarter, we were getting like $125,000 from them, and that stopped at basically like the last June of 25, but then the payment came to us in July. So it threw off our fiscal 26 budget.
And so that 11% was that additional payment from county, but you look at city, state, garage up about 5%, libraries down 12, central's down 8.5, but remember these are not the final numbers. So these percentages can swing once we balance everything. Hopefully by the next meeting, everything again is due July 31st. Orange Street programs, if you look, downtown area, looks like it's doing pretty well with the 23%. We have Fourth Avenue, 2%, down 2%. Let's talk about that. I'm glad I saw Fourth Avenue. So I've been getting a lot of calls from them. Remember, apparently the commission and the city manager's office, you guys made a decision, as long as that capital project was going on. We were not going to extend 4th Avenue to 7 p.m. when it went into effect June of 25, when the project is over. So I've been getting all the calls and getting yelled at. They don't like that over there. They are up to, she'll tell you, they're up to 7 o'clock now. We have some signage, I believe. A lot of the signage is updated already. For the areas, the signage is not. It's just probably backlog. But just for you guys to know, 4th Avenue area now is officially with the entire city. They are Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. That went into effect. Just for you guys to know, we are not issuing citations right now. We are only issuing warnings. So a lot of people are calling saying that they got a ticket on 4th Avenue. The ticket is only if the meter had no money between 8 and 5. What we're doing is still giving them a chance to look at a sign and read it, because we know a lot of people just pull up and get out their car because they're used to it, thinking, hell, it's after 5 o'clock, they're not enforcing. So we are issuing warnings on 4th Avenue. We'll be doing it for about another week, I believe. This may be our last week. It is, matter of fact, starting next Monday, anyone parked at a meter on 4th Avenue after 5 o'clock without paying, they will start getting a citation. But in the month of July, we only issue warnings. If they got a citation, it was because they were between the 8 to 5. Okay? Just for you guys to know, last page, like I said, the numbers are still similar. Kind of all through programs, 57% of the budget. The meters is the 26% on street. We have some fines. Just from what I was talking about, fines and citations, they are up right now. Don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I just want to let you guys know we have 7 parking agents now. We have not had 7 parking agents, it's my understanding, since before the pandemic, 2020. And so now we are up to 7, and people are feeling it. So we are issuing a lot more citations because we have 3 additional bodies. So citations have increased in the city. They will increase probably more when students move in next month. And we have another round of interviews coming up soon. And if we can get 4 candidates out of that round of interviews, we will have officially been fully staffed. The citations have increased. You'll see more enforcement in neighborhoods. You'll see more enforcement when people parking in the alleyways and things that they've been getting away with for the last 2 or 3 years. We have one right here at the Central Garage where it's an alley there where all the staff been parking there for the last couple of years because there was no enforcement over there. Well, they're not happy because all of them got a ticket the other day. And so we are enforcing, and enforcement numbers have increased.
And there's 4 positions still to be filled?
4. Yes, ma'am. So we should have a total of 11. We had 4 consistent. We hired 3 about 3 months ago. We didn't lose any of them. They've been incredible. And we're going to go through 4 more, hopefully.
Right. One other thing that I think particularly newer members ought to know is that we have parking programs in this area. We have, you know, neighborhood programs and the parking meters, et cetera, that they do enforcement. But the enforcement staff also does calls throughout the city. I mean, if you're out at Rita Ranch and you park in front of somebody's driveway, the call comes in here, okay? And the enforcement is citywide. It's been very lax because we simply didn't have the agents, but I don't know whether you're seeing more agents, whether you're seeing more calls, or whether it's still...
I have noticed that we're not getting that many calls, but the list of is being taken care of faster.
Yeah, so I was going to...
The list is shorter.
And that's called our out-of-area program. Mm-hmm. And pretty much if you all have an abandoned vehicle, like someone drive where they call in or things like that, we add it to a list and we go out there at certain times of the week. Day. We don't tell anybody, and we make sure that we provide some type of citation or warning depending on what the violation is. Lately, I can tell you a lot of those calls have been trailers on the side of people's house blocking the right way. We've been a lot
all of us.
The whole, 11 people, the whole entire city.
How, given that you have to pay as you go, how do you decide that 11 is the right number?
I'm new here, so I have no idea how to decide if 11 is here. I can look into that.
It's not. It's not. It's low.
That's a pretty small.
It's probably a budget issue more than
anything. Yeah, I would say so.
Exactly. It's been a budget issue. It's always been a budget issue. It's always been a position that was very difficult to keep fully staffed.
And it's probably also because we're a part of the self-sufficient funding. So remember, no one salary in this division is paid by the actual taxpayers' money. It's based off of what we collect. And if we're not collecting, they probably look at it and says, you guys can't get additional positions because you don't have the revenue, because every year we have to give you money out of the general fund anyways.
Yeah. So with the decline from your fiscal year 25 to 26 fine revenue be contributed to the
inflation? Well, I don't know what my final numbers are yet.
It is staffing.
Yeah.
There has been a, and really started with the pandemic, there's been a steady decline in the revenue from citations because there just simply weren't people out there to do it. There was a period during the pandemic when we were not issuing citations, the first year or so. Then they went back on, but the staff wasn't here, and there was limitations, and we couldn't get and keep people. We went through 20 people to get 3. It's been a negative problem, and citations is part of the revenue,
And I couldn't tell you the last time I've heard about someone being booted or a clown show.
Yeah. I mean, we used to talk about booting and the efforts to boot, etc., and that all went away with the pandemic.
Yep.
And it hasn't been reinstated, but at some point with enforcement, we should get back to that. I mean, it's not so. And just so you, I tend to talk about history a lot, partially because I was chairman of CTAC when the concept of Park Tucson was brought to CTAC to make a recommendation to the mayor and council. And so I've been involved since that starting point, with the exception of a couple of years that I took off because of the 8-year rule. I've got a lot of history. Some of it is getting cloudy. I'm 78. But as a practical matter, I'm the longest person involved here, probably. So.
And just for you to know, Craig, a lot of our agents, most of our agents are on foot as well. About 2 or 3 of them go out in vehicles every day. They rotate. And that's not including we keep one agent on nights. The agent on nights is doing a lot of out-of-area calls, setting up totes, and also doing some repairs. The night job is kind of does a little bit of everything. Mainly our guys during the day may have some doing some repairs, but most of them are out doing citations. So you see them on foot. So typically during the day, if everyone reports to work, you see about 6 people out there daily. One is at night, and they rotate that, I think, every 2 or 3 months. That way people are only working once a year and full staff.
You're a good boss.
How
does that work? Who do they report to?
They report to Joe. He's the supervisor, so the way that we have 2 supervisors, Joe and Jose, and we have a superintendent, JR, then I'm the administrator, Erica's the management assistant.
Okay.
That's the hierarchy. So the parking agents report to Joe. He's their supervisor. Jose oversees pretty much all the maintenance and the contract side, but him and Joe is equivalent.
Okay.
Jose almost spends all the money, you know. That's the one who walks in my office, he needs money.
How much are citations?
What time do
you know? Oh, it depends on the citation. Average citation, 47 meters, $42. That's 18 inches to curb. So those have been up a lot. And those are the ones I'm getting most of my calls, probably the last 30, 60 days. Those citations is 125. So please make sure your car is within 18 inches to the curb. Because the agents are out there, they're measuring it. And 19 inches gets you a citation for 125.
Those are collected pretty much.
Well, some people go to court. So for you to know is how it works is you have 30 days to pay directly to the city, Parks Tucson. You don't have to appear in court. After your 30 days, you typically get a letter in the mail reminding you that your citation is not paid. But when you get a citation, it gives you two options. You either pay it online or come in and pay it, or you can say, nope, this is wrong. I want to challenge it in court. But after maybe 30, 35 days, it automatically transfers to the court. Once it's transferred to the court, it's out of my hands. I can help you within the first 30 days. It's really 45 days that it's transferred to the court. We tell people 30 because we send them a reminder letter saying, hey, you still haven't taken care of this citation. That concludes. If you don't have any more questions, any questions for me down here? All right. Jeffrey, call me.
Yes. What are the lighting repayments?
I'm sorry?
The lights, lighting, the cross lighting?
Yeah.
What about, are we still repaying on that?
I'm not understanding the question.
We had a loan out on the lighting.
Oh. I don't know what the status of that is.
I think Tiffany would be able to tell us what loans we still have. We'll get I'll ask her.
Yeah, and it would be great to get it.
Yeah, I'll ask her for next meeting.
Last year and what was
put up future agenda stuff.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I made an assumption.
And in closing, again, you can think about we need a clerk, and in January we need a chairperson.
Future agenda items, just something I'm the representative to the Lake Streets Committee, and I think in the future we probably ought to put on the agenda reports from the representatives who may not have anything, but
reports from Phillips are Lake Streets.
We have a position on the Lake Streets Committee, and I fill that position, and we ought to talk about that.
Got it right here.
Okay.
Anyone else? We are adjourned.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.